Blog Talk Radio.
Engage for Success Radio, raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there's a better way to work.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to show number 53 from Engage for Success, show number 53 in my first show of 2014. I'm Jo Moffat, and for those of you who don't know me, I'm MD and founder of the creative communication consultancy Woodread. I personally am a member of the Guru Group of Engage for Success, have been since early part of last year, and since about April last year I've been involved in the Engage for Success blog talk radio show as one of the part-time hosts. At Woodread, for those of you who haven't come across us, we work with leading blue chip clients as well as many not-for-profit organisations to help them use their brands to drive their employee engagement. So for the team here, the brand inside is as important as the brand outside. So I'm very pleased to welcome as our special guest for this afternoon, Martin Nurser. Martin is Vice President of EMEA at QMU. QMU are a leading provider of video platforms for organizations around the world, so they work globally. So welcome to this afternoon's show, Martin.
Good afternoon, Jo.
Very nice to have you here. And we were just talking before the show kicked off. When we had our preliminary discussions last week, Martin was suffering from a fairly nasty cold, which somehow or other he's managed to pass down the telephone line to me because I'm sounding a little bit croaky this afternoon. So thanks very much for that one. And hopefully I'll be able to keep my voice going through the next 30 minutes. But it will be good if you can do most of the talking, Martin.
I'll endeavour to do my best.
Thank you. So before we get into the meat of the show, for the benefit of our listeners who may not know you, can you just give me a little brief introduction to yourself and tell us a little bit about your career to date?
Yes, certainly, Jo. So as Jo indicated earlier, I am the Vice President for EMEA for QMU. I've been with the QMU group for 10 months. And before I joined QMU, I worked as an IT consultant for 8 years. I worked for Computer Science Corporation, and I ran the Oracle practice in the UK and parts of EMEA. And before that, I worked for Tata Consultancy Services. So 8 years in IT. So I came to sort of IT quite late. But before that, I was in the food and drink industry. So I spent 20 years working with retailers and other food manufacturers in procurement and distribution and working with clients and customers and engaging them, shall we say, in terms of products and brands. So so that's sort of a quick overview of my background.
Okay. And when you joined QMU, what was it about them that enticed you away from what you've been doing before?
Well, in the first instance, it was the manager or director of QMU. Vern Haslick is the general manager and VP of QMU, and I've known Vern for a couple of years. And when he spoke to me about the opportunity within QMU and video in the enterprise, it soon became clear to me the power of video and the opportunity that video not only has for QMU in terms of growing our business, but for its clients and the customers it does business with. And once I'd done my research and once I understood the strategy and the solution itself, I was very keen to join, and I'm pleased to say that I've been in the role for 10 months.
Righto. Okay, and tell me a little bit about QMU then, in terms of what's the essence of their offer?
Okay, so QMU has been established for over 10 years. So it's a recognised business, and for those who have the opportunity, you should certainly go on the website. QMU does business with global blue chip companies around the world, and I really mean around the world. Our footprint is in Asia, EMEA, and the Americas. We offer a software solution that embraces video in the enterprise. And what I mean by that is we supply the software solution for large corporations and indeed smaller corporations to use video within their companies, wherever they are and whatever mm-hmm. device they're using. So, mm-hmm. We can run videos into iPads, iPhones, etc., or stream, and they can also do a video on an iPad and iPhone and stream it in the opposite direction. So we're very much about video. We concentrate on video in the enterprise. Mainly it's around internal video, so that'd be training, etc., mm-hmm. etc. So it's all about video. And mm-hmm. the plus point for QMU is its distribution and its streaming. If there is a wireless connection anywhere globally, we can get a video to that individual or that office anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. So is it a primarily then a cloud-hosted platform, Martin, or is it broader than that?
It is broader than that, Joe. So we have three offerings. We have the mm-hmm. cloud offering, and that's private or private or hybrid type of cloud. So mm-hmm. so we offer that type of offering and also on-premise. So
right.
Yes, so we have three offerings, so cloud, mm-hmm. hybrid, and on-premise, which, mm-hmm. so for certain customers, they would want to go down the route of a private cloud for data protection. Mm-hmm. Some of our clients in the financial world, where data is obviously important, that they retain the security around that. And then we have other customers that are quite happy to run in the public or private cloud, depending, again, on the data. So we offer two offerings in the cloud environment, public and private.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as I understand it, essentially, as you've described it as the software solution to get video or to stream video through an organization in sort of either direction, really. And it's around you're providing the channel or the vehicle. You're not necessarily involved in or responsible for the actual kind of content per se or the creative production of that film or video, are you? You're basically the enabler.
Yeah, correct.
Is that right?
We don't major on that. Yeah, we don't major on that sort of area, Joe. We can. We can provide an end-to-end solution, but most mm-hmm. of our clients provide the front end themselves in terms of the content. What we do is we take that content and we stream that. And not only do we stream that to all devices, as we were saying about earlier, but we also can do live events. So live events is a very major part of our business now. We do a lot of live events for our customers. If you can imagine a CEO would want to do a town hall announcement. Well, mm-hmm. they like to do those very live, and we can stream those live events globally.
Right, okay. And you were talking, you mentioned earlier that the vast majority of what you're doing is around sort of internal communication, and by definition, therefore, talking to employees, getting messages to employees and looking to engage employees in communication. So what is it, do you think, about video or film that makes it such a powerful tool for employee engagement in your experience?
Well, what's really odd about video, and I shouldn't say odd, but what's fascinating about video is that we have got a customer that uses videos in 89 different ways. Now, that's astonishing when
one
you actually think about
customer.
It.
One customer
uses video in 89
ways.
Yeah.
And
sometimes we have a little little test within our own organization in terms of, you know, writing down the number of options and the number of things you could do with video within an organization. And it's a fascinating exercise because 80% of it you would see on the next page and the next page of what a person has written, but there is 20% that's usually quite different.
Okay.
So The thing about video, it impacts on all areas of business. And, of course, it's about what you do with it. I mean, a good example, and I think this is what probably would interest your listeners. I mean, we've got a global pharmaceutical company that was celebrating its 150th anniversary. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things they wanted to do was bring the company closer together, the worldwide staff. They wanted to change the culture of the business. So they created a video contest, which was engaging their 110,000 employees worldwide into creating a video based on a song. And the amount of interest that created and the amount of participants that actually got involved in creating a song was astounding, and the amount of hits they had on their website again was, you know, we're talking hundreds of thousands, and it made a real big impression on their business and their culture within their organization. So we hear of things like that and we think, you know, that is so interesting that they, you know, we give video to our customers, we give them the software, but what they go away and do with it is absolutely astounding, and that's just one good example of some of the good things that go on with video.
Yeah, was that one song interpreted in loads and loads of different ways, or did they all kind of creating their own unique song?
Yeah, so the music piece was the same. Mm. It was the words they put to the music was different.
Okay, interesting.
So it was very interesting, and we've spoken to other clients about it as examples of what you can do with video. Most have stolen the idea, I have to say.
Well, I can imagine that quite a few of our listeners will be doing exactly the same thing, actually, Martin. So, okay. So fascinating. So it's a bit like Do You Know the Way to Amarillo, but done 110,000 times, 110,000 ways. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. And brilliant. So are there any other sort of, amongst that sort of 89 different ways that one particular client of yours used video, any other slightly more outlandish examples or that spring to mind?
Yeah, so Vodafone have used the product in a different way as well. So again, we've seen the way that they use it from a perspective of a dance competition.
Right.
So the thing about video, it's very impactful, and the viewer can get straight into the humour. It's almost like the new communication tool. I mean, somebody who works within the company often say video is the new email. Now, I don't think email will go away because there's always going to be a need for a written word, but you can actually understand that the communication could be video in the main going forward because it's so easy to make a video. There is a view that video will start to overtake email at some point.
So if you take something like the Vodafone example or the pharmaceutical company you were talking about, would those have been employees using their own smartphones, their own tablets, or would they have been going to a sort of video booth or something like that?
So using your own phone, uploading the software, your iPad machine, you know, your laptop, so you can do it off the laptop. I mean, I've used it extensively. I mean, I was at an event in London this year. I was upstairs in a hotel with their Wi-Fi, and I actually sent a live video or used my laptop to produce a live video for my colleagues in the States to make some announcements about what we were doing in EMEA. It's so easy. I watched, for example, another live event while I was sat in an event in London. This event was taking place in the US, but again through the Wi-Fi network I was able to listen to what was happening on the stage but also watch the live event on my iPad. I mean, people like the fact that it's quite simple to use, and you can do it on so many different tablets, mobile devices.
So your software solution essentially enables those things to happen, what the extent to which your clients choose to be creative with how they use it is kind of entirely up to them, but at the same time you've got some quite nice examples of things that your clients have already done that people can kind of piggyback off the back of and think, oh, that sounds quite nice, let's do something similar.
Well, yeah, that's right. But also we have a saying again in our organisation, which is drink your own champagne. We often set our own employees tasks or competitions to use video. And we had our sales conference out in the States earlier this year. And we had a sort of mini competition around how business uses video. And we had 30, 40 opportunities or entries, and it was really good, and the humour came through, and this was, in the main, recorded off iPhones or, iPads, and it was excellent, and it really does bring the company together, which is the important thing, and that's what we're trying to do to sort of embrace. It's, as I say, it has to be authentic. Stage videos, we found to our experience, don't really go that well. So studio, makeup, although it's great when you're watching the BBC, when you're watching your own CEO or your own business leader, you want it to be authentic because you can relate to it better, much better if you feel that, and some of these organisations that we do business with, an employee may have worked for 2 or 3 years, but not actually have seen the CEO within the organisation. And this is one way of that CEO reaching out and empowering the people within his organisation. And culturally, it makes a real difference. And we've noticed that.
And you can, how can you tell to what extent those messages or that film is landing with the audience in terms of, are you able to monitor how many people are watching and how long they watch for and that kind of thing?
So we've got analytics within the software itself. So we can tell how long a person has watched the video for, when they started, when they finished. They also can interact with the video. So they can communicate back, especially if it's a live event. So they can post questions. You obviously could post questions. So you can post questions beforehand, and you can set up those questions. But also you can reply on video as well. So, it's very much interactive. On the other hand, if you don't want to do it to that level, you can stop that. But you've got the options, and you've got the versatility and the flexibility, which is also very, very engaging from a customer and client base point of view.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But so given that, and I think it's probably reasonably well understood that film is a medium that people engage well with, and it touches people on an emotional level that sometimes the written word doesn't do, and lots of good reasons. But many organisations still find it a bit of a challenge, don't they? They sort of feel that it might be something that's just a bit of a step too far for them to embrace. And I wonder whether you come across, what kind of objections you come across, and how you overcome those sort of obstacles and challenges.
Well, it's a really interesting question, Jo, actually, because we see it all the time. So on the one hand, you've got the business stakeholders. So the business stakeholders understand the power of video. But you've often got the CIO or the IT manager scratching his head in terms of how does he store this data? How does he work with this data? And what the QEMU solution is around is managing the load on an organisation's IT infrastructure, taking care of the bandwidth. So we've done a lot of work and we've invested a lot in development to take some of that load away make it easier for these companies. So, we talked about cloud earlier and we talked about storage and data centres and all these sort of things. So we can take that headache away. But the thing about video is everybody today is using smartphone and tablets. They carry the devices with them. And the generation that's coming up now is so used to using video and live and being involved up to the date. You know, everything needs to be yesterday instead of today or tomorrow. So employees that are coming through the businesses now are almost demanding video. Because they feel as if it's a work tool. And the other thing that we've learnt in our research about the millennials, shall we call them the millennials, these people can do three things at once. The perception that you should do one role, you know, work on your laptop, write an email. I mean, I've watched people watch a video in the corner of their box, write an email, and have their headphones on at the same time, and it hasn't affected the amount of work they're producing.
Yeah.
And it's that generation that's coming through that's saying, why aren't we using video within our organisation? And we're seeing quite a lot of that in the retail sector.
Right. Interesting. It is interesting. I mean, retail is one of those areas, and there are a number of them. And one of the themes that we have recurring on this show in some of the interviews that I've certainly done is the question, how do you engage employees who are not office-based or who are not sitting in front of a PC all day? I wonder whether this whole thing fits in, doesn't it, with that, in terms of people being prepared to use their mobiles, being prepared to use their own devices actually in their own time. And of course, people working in retail very much fit into that category, don't they? Because they're certainly not accessing corporate PCs and intranets through their working day.
No. I mean, we've done quite a bit of research in this area.
Have you? Mm-hmm.
And we did some live research with a large telecommunication business in the US.
Uh-huh.
They were sending emails out, daily updates in terms of training for their workforce. And we're talking about a large telecommunications business that is and has outlets all over the US.
Yeah.
Now, one of the exercises they wanted to do was make comparison between the written word and video to see what impact video had. And the way they wanted to do it was they wanted to see a return on the investment. So the training was around the selling of mobile phones. Now, they had particular, I call it a mobile phone, where their margin on selling this particular phone was half of selling mobile phone B.
Right.
So what they did was they educated and trained their staff up to sell mobile B. Now, that had a tremendous impact on their bottom line and their balance sheet. And that was through the power of video. Because what they did was they produced videos where it was more a training sort of educational. So the trainer was actually selling to one of the employees the benefits of the actual phone B, and that was so impactful, and the return on the investment for them and the company size they were was very large indeed. So we've done simple exercise. It sounds simple. It was a simple exercise, but that simple exercise paid off for this particular company in a big way.
Yes, so it was a simple solution, but it was used strategically to leverage something that they needed to leverage, namely the phone with the higher margin.
Yeah, and they've also used it for health and safety. They've used it.
Uh-huh.
HR have used it. So and you know, simple training as well. So they wanted something tangible they could measure, something that would give them a return on investment. Once they'd convinced themselves video's the way forward, they now use video all the time within their outlets. Hardly any written word or any communication goes by mail. And what they do, as you said, you know, the employees can watch the video on their tablet or their iPhone on the way to work, or they can get into work and they can watch it when they arrive. So it's very, very impactful.
Yes, interesting. Fascinating. So one of the things that I'm sure you've seen that Engage for Success talks about is something that's called the four enablers. And the four enablers are essentially I suppose, if you like, the sort of strategic pillars that help to drive employee engagement within an organisation. And they've identified that those four enablers are having a strong strategic narrative or a clear story which is shared across the business, a clear direction. The importance of having engaging managers is also been highlighted. The third one is around employee voice. So, in other words, employees having a sense that they can speak up, that their voice will be listened to, and that they can have a contribution to make there. And then the fourth one is around organisational integrity, how an organisation behaves and how people within that organisation behave is aligned with what they say they're about and what they say they're going to do. So it's not just an organisation that has a poster on the wall with their values and, you know, that's that. And I just wonder, we've talked a little bit about the importance of video as a tool for employee engagement, but if we think about it in respect of those four enablers, from your perspective, Martin, where do you see it strengthening those four enablers for an organisation if it's used effectively?
Okay. So if I was to touch on the first one, so strong strategic narrative from a leadership perspective. Now, one of the reasons we get engaged with these blue chip companies, it's usually driven by the CEO, because the CEO wants to reach all of his employees. Now, that could be for all sorts of reasons. It could be to talk about strategy is being one example, which I think you highlighted there when you were talking. The other one could be about legislation. Now, we've got a number of customers that have a weekly broadcast. So the CEO spends half an hour on a Friday or a Monday producing a live event. Now, the employee can either watch the live event or they can pick it up and look at it at a later date through the software and opening up the video. But what it gives the CEO the opportunity to do is talk about the strategic direction of the company, the mission statement, the values of the organisation, the performance of the organisation. And what that does is it gets the employees' involvement and they feel as if they're sharing and working towards a target or a goal as far as the organisation is concerned. And the feedback the CEOs get from that is tremendous. At all levels, not just at their management level, but at the grassroots level. And, you know, the ones that have started to do it, and to be honest, you know, there is some CEOs are not up for doing a video on a weekly basis. It's not something they do in their day-to-day. But once they start, and once they see the impact, and once they get used to doing videos, they find it really a useful tool. To get the message out there to the organisation. And coming back to the legislation, just touching on legislation. Well, a lot of legislation comes down from the government, especially to the financial world. Now, video is an excellent tool to show that you are following legislation and you are training your staff. So if the message comes from the CEO, you can then follow that up with training. And you're back then into the BI analytics that you can actually prove that employee X sitting in an office in Brazil watched the video. And so there's some really important attributes to those sort of messages as well.
Okay, that's interesting. Actually, I lost you there. I don't know whether the recording lost you or not there, but I think what you were saying was that it's actually a way of demonstrating to a regulator, for example, that X person has actually watched that film. So you can actually say we have done our job in terms of being audited in terms of that kind
diligence,
of regulatory due diligence stuff. Interesting. Okay, and of course it goes without saying from what you've been describing around employees being able to comment on film that they see, but equally making their own film and sending it back in response to a film, that kind of automatically you can see how that would tick the employee voice box, can't you really? I think that's really
well,
quite important.
Yeah, and we've got good examples of that where companies have run competition around ideas. So ideas either to save money or increase turnover. So When you've got employees globally around the world, they sometimes see opportunities that don't actually get up the ladder to the senior management team. So we've seen companies actually win a competition around ideas. So the top five idea is, you got it. And again, it's more impactful on a bit video. And I mean, most companies will restrict it to 2 minutes or 30 seconds. But if you actually count that down, you can actually get quite a strong message over in that time, sort of time period.
I'm sure. Talking about timing, we're running very tight on time. So thank you, Martin, very much for today's contribution. It's been fascinating. And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk again. Thank you.
I've enjoyed it, Jo. Thanks very much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Engage for Success Radio, raising the profile of employee engagement and shining a light on good practice for people who believe there's a better way to work.